From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel commanders and opposition politicians say ceasefire in Syria is on the verge of collapse. They say they are bracing for a government offensive in the city of Aleppo. Anti-Assad activists say they have recorded at least 66 breaches of the truce by the Assad regime and Russian forces over the past 48 hours. They say nearly 100 people were killed in government airstrikes. South Korea says a high-ranking North Korean military officer defected to the South last year. The announcement was made Monday in Seoul by the South's Ministries of Defense and Unification. The unidentified officer is a colonel who worked in North Korea's General Reconnaissance Bureau, making him the highest-ranking officer ever to defect to from the regime. U.S. Envoy for Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, Monday welcomed the cessation of hostilities that halted more than a year of fighting in Yemen. A truce began overnight. The Yemeni government, the Saudi-led coalition that backs it, and the Houthi rebels who seized control of Yemen's capital in late 2014 are all pledging to abide by the truce. It comes ahead of peace talks scheduled for April 18th in Kuwait. U.S. CIA Director John Brennan says his agency would not use waterboarding against a detainee, even if a future president ordered such interrogation techniques. The CIA used a program of harsh interrogations aimed at forcing terrorist suspects to give up information about possible attacks in the years following the 2001 attacks. President Obama banned the techniques when he took office in 2009. This is VOA News. Tensions remain high on the Idomeni border crossing a day after Macedonian police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of migrants as they tried to break through a border fence on the Greek side. Dozens of migrants continued to gather on the Greek side of the fence Monday, but no violence was reported. Medical aid charities said nearly 300 people were treated for injuries after Sunday's flare-up. British Prime Minister David Cameron has derided what he said are deeply hurtful and profoundly untrue allegations against his deceased father, whose name had appeared in the leaked Panama Papers. The leaks revealed the late Ian Cameron's offshore investments. The Prime Minister defended the accounts, saying they were entirely standard practice and not set up to avoid taxes. John Kerry described himself as deeply moved and honored to be the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Hiroshima, a city devastated after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on it in an effort to bring an end to World War II.
It is a stunning display. It is a gut-wrenching display. It tugs at all of your sensibilities as a human being. It reminds everybody of the extraordinary complexity of choices in war and of what war does.
Kerry commented at the end of a two-day meeting with other Group of Seven foreign ministers that included a tour of a World War II memorial to the victims in Hiroshima. U.S. President Barack Obama says the worst mistake of his presidency was failing to prepare for the aftermath in Libya after the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Libya has been in chaos ever since. Mr. Obama reflected on the highs and lows of his two terms in the White House in an interview with Fox News. Mr. Obama said his biggest accomplishment during his seven-plus years in office was saving the economy from a Great Depression in 2008 and 2009. He said the best day of his presidency was the 2010 congressional passage of national health care reforms that came to be known as Obamacare. A new survey released Monday shows more Americans would definitely vote for or consider voting for Democrat Bernie Sanders than any other candidate running for president. The Associated Press GFK poll says 21% of those polls said they would definitely vote for Sanders, and 41% said they would consider it. Hillary Clinton, who leads Sanders in the Democratic race, ranked second with a combined 50%. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.